Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Keep Jim Off the Road. Now, let's see what I've written so far. Dear Ozzy, we're still on holiday with the relatives in Scotland, if you can call it a holiday. It's more like a wake. The only thing we're short of is the corpse, and I think my Uncle Angus has got me down for that.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. I thought there was no one in here.
I'm writing to my pal Ozzy, ma'am, telling him how we're all doing time in Uncle Angus's jailhouse.
Yes, with none off for good behaviour. Oh, I'm fed up trying to keep the peace in there. What with you annoying Uncle Angus, Uncle Angus falling out with your granddad sticking up for Alfie, and Alfie annoyed at you. Oh, I've got to get up and go out every time a row starts and try and work out whose side I'm on. Oh, it's nice to get away from all the bother for a minute.
Oh, you're in here, you two. Now, come along into the dining room. The others have started their tea.
Coming up, Flora. We were just,
Hiding.
talking. Behave yourself.
Right, now, that's your place, Jimmy, next to your Uncle Angus.
Alfie, would you get me a slice of bread, please? It's all right, Alfie. They've been counted.
Right, yeah, Jimmy. Would you pass the counted bread? The bread, Mr. Sinclair. No, not you, Mr. Sinclair. You, Mr. Sinclair. Oh, it's a nuisance, aren't you? And I mean, both being Mr. Sinclair. We should call you Mr. Sinclair A and Mr. Sinclair B. Now, which brother should be A and which should be BB? Which should be BB, BB, B? No, not BB. No.
Flora... Pass Mr. Hall a plate of bread and stuff his mouth up with it.
Flora, my dear, would you ask that comedian on your right if he would mind passing me the salt?
Oh, dear. Angus Peterson...
Wouldn't you tell that old reprobate, Flora, that if he hadn't dissipated his health with drink and wild living, he might have the strength to reach for the salt himself?
Here, Father, I'll pass you the salt. Careful how much you use.
Don't tell me the salt's being counted as well.
Jimmy, Father's not supposed to have too much salt. Doctor's orders, you know.
He wouldn't need a doctor if he'd look after himself. He should have my doctor, Mother Nature, the finest doctor of them all.
Really? Where does she have a surgery?
What, you young scallywag?
Uncle Angus, I was very interested in what you were saying just then.
What about?
I've forgotten. I mean, about Mother Nature.
Oh, aye. We'd all keep fit if we got back to the land and Mother Nature. Take that fine boy, Malcolm, out there in the barn. Him with no wife for company.
That's true. He slept all last night with his pig. Just so the postman would find him there in the morning.
What does Malcolm want with a postman?
Well, he told me he was expecting a litter soon. That's a good one, isn't it? When I told it to Malcolm, he laughed that much he nearly smiled. Then guess what he said?
Cheerio, I'm going. Goodbye.
Bah, that was a good imitation. Which of you is the ventriloquist?
Shut up! Have you loaded the pig in the trailer then, Malcolm?
Aye.
Your man came over with the jeep then, Malcolm.
Aye.
Are you leaving now then, Malcolm?
Aye.
He's shy.
Shut up. I hope we'll see you again sometime, Malcolm.
Aye, and that goes for me too, Mr. Malcolm. Not me too, I'm only one.
And a right one.
No, shut up, not you, Mr. Malcolm, you can talk. Well, you can, because you're going out, but I mean, you could if you weren't. But I don't bear any ill feeling over what happened, because it didn't really. You weren't taking Susan. Still, I mean, she's stuck with me even when I make her mad with me daft tricks.
Aye. Jimmy, what's the man saying?
It's simple. You've got your prize pig, and our Susan's got her prize donkey.
Look. Now, come on, all of ye. I spy with my little eyes something beginning with L. Susan!
Ah, Susan begins with S.
Peter, hold his mouth shut with the fire tongs. I was addressing the girl you half-baked. It begins with L.
Alfie, try language.
Language. Wait a minute. Language? What language?
Well, if it's what my Uncle Angus was going to call you, bad language.
Give over, that's B, not L. Well, it's both, but I'm sure that's not what he meant. It wasn't bad language, was it, Uncle Agnes?
No, but it will be in a minute, you chattering daft loony.
That's it, L for loony. Jim's won the first one. Now it's me. I spy with my little eyes something beginning with M.
Menace, you.
Uncle.
You what, Grandad?
Uncle. Susan said it began with you, didn't she?
Not with you, Father. She said you. She meant our Jimmy.
But he begins with G. Oh, I give up. I'm not enjoying this game one little bit.
I know, Grandad. That's because you're S for sober instead of K for K-lied.
Perhaps we should play a game with cards.
Be quiet, Flora. Oh. We're playing I Spy and nobody's guessed mine yet. It begins with L, woman.
Letter, lighting up time and lollipop.
What are you talking about?
My letter to my pal Ozzy. If Alfie runs me to the village before lighting up time, I can post it and get myself a lollipop.
Hey, that's an idea, boy. Take Mr. Hall down to the village. The silence will do us all good. Now, come on, the rest of ye. I spy with my little eyes something beginning with...
Hurry up, Alfie. It's dark. We've got to get home.
Look, I'm doing my best considering I've no lights. I did warn you, my headlight wanted fixing.
I thought that was your head. Look, if you can't see where you're going, get off and trap a few glowworms.
Very funny. We wouldn't be late back if it weren't for you, knocking half the village up just for a nice lolly.
Well, I haven't had one since I came here and the blinking village store's sold out till tomorrow. I'm fed up.
Ah, so am I, listening to your daft talk about lights and glowworms. Hey, hey, I think I just saw one round that bend.
A glowworm?
Oh, a light, you daft bell.
Look out! Flipping heck, that car, he's gone straight into the ditch.
Oh, yes, but way up there, all right.
I never saw you without your lights on until it was too late.
Hey, Jimmy, I think I know who he is.
You will do by the time I've finished with you, you Highland lout. It will be Bannockburn all over again. Humphrey Brocklebank is not a man to be trifled with.
Hey, Jimmy, I was right. It's your man's friend, Mr. Bettlebonk.
Ken, this is the nicest stroll I've had for a long time, Angus. There's only one thing I like more than a wee stroll down to the pub.
A stroll back home again with a couple of bottles for supper. Mind you didn't drop them.
Oh, I've got a tight hold of my bottle. I'm not so sure about yours, though.
Give it here. I paid the deposit on it. It's my threepence I'll be wanting back.
You know, Angus, I'm glad we took that wee stroll down to the pub. I mean, just think, right there in that bar, we patched up our quarrel.
Patched it up? I'll say we patched it up. He dragged me up on the stage and then asked the pianist to play Dear Old Pals. You've still got a fine singing voice, Peter.
Oh, well, then you don't do so bad either. In fact, there's only one thing that spoils your singing, Angus.
What's that?
Your voice.
Ay, dear me, this is what comes from living among the English so long. It's warped your sense of humour. Peter, I'm a very happy man tonight. Aye. Our differences are settled, and I'm friends with everybody in the whole wide world.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Even him. We're over here. Did you get back from the village with the boy all right?
Yeah, well, the boy said that depends what sort of mood you're in. Oh, I can't see it, so dark.
Oh, I'm feeling fine. Just be careful where you...
That banged into you.
You blithering nincoop. Get out of my way.
Alfie, what have you done?
Yeah, I've banged into Uncle Bangus. I bumped into his bottle. I didn't see it. But I couldn't see it because it couldn't have been light ale. Well, I mean, it's so dark, I couldn't see it.
You stupid nitwit! That's my supper gone west.
All right, Angus. Stop mourning. You can drink my bottle. Half of it. Now, remember what you said. You're not going to let anything upset you again.
Aye, but I didn't count on being butted in the dark with this daft goat. What do you two want?
Well, if you're in a good mood, we've got something to tell you. If you're not in a good mood, Alfie's got something to tell you.
Look, I'm still in a good mood up to now. What is it you want to tell me?
You sure you're in a good mood and not just play acting?
Jimmy, my boy, I assure you I'm in a very, very good mood. Now, what is it you want to tell me, son?
You've got another lodger.
What? Who is it? What have you been up to? Come on, before I scalp you with my dirk. What have you done?
Tell him what you've done, Alfie.
I've had an accident with Mr. Bucklebank. Well, not with him, but he was in it. The ditch. But well, it wasn't the car, but that was in the ditch. You see,
Peter, will you translate all this into English, please?
I think he's talking about Humphrey Brocklebank, Angus. It's just a friend of ours from back home.
I see. Another friend from back home, eh? First Mr. Hall, and then this latest arrival. What are you trying to do, boy? Turn my cottage into a doss house?
Look, Uncle Angus, I didn't...
A thrashing! That's what you need, a damn good thrashing!
Oh, no, he doesn't. The boy didn't send for anybody. If you'll just come in, cool down and listen, Mr. Brocklebank will tell you all about it himself when you come in and meet him.
Ah, hello, sir. You must be Mr. Angus Sinclair. How do you do, sir? And may I say what a pleasure and a privilege it is to meet a branch of the Sinclair clan in their native habitat, as it were. I wish you good evening, and as you say in your native tongue, lang may your lum reek.
Peter, where the devil do you dig him up from?
Now, that will do, Angus. Mr. Brocklebank is going to stay with us for a few days. He had an unfortunate accident.
Aye, he met that boy there.
No, I mean this evening. I've heard all about it, how he ran in the ditch avoiding Alfie.
The things some people will do to avoid Alfie.
You shut up, Jimmy. Humphrey, now what are you doing in these parts?
Humphrey told me he might be in the district while we were here. And I invited him to call in for an hour or two.
Yes, you see, I decided to combine a touring holiday in the Heelands, as you quaintly call them, with a visit to my old school in Edinburgh.
Yes, it's a girls' school.
Don't you try to be funny, boy, you and your daft jokes.
Actually, he's right. It is a girls' school. Well, I refer to it as my old school because before I entered local government service, I was a teacher there.
Aye, it's very interesting, Angus. He said
Quiet,
that he...
woman. Let the other one tell me. And what do you teach at this, girls' school?
Oh, art, drama, ballet.
Cement mixing.
Shut up. I take it Humphrey can stay here, Uncle Angus, till his car's ready.
Well...
Of course he can. He can share a room with Alfie and Jimmy. I'll put the camp bed up. It'll only be for 2 or 3 days, and you're very welcome, Mr. Brocklebank.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Sinclair, I'd like to use
your... A telephone entering the garage. That is quite all right.
No. The hotel that I booked for tonight and the rest of my trip. It's called the Running Deer at Glen Rothsbay.
Oh, Angus will ring them.
What for, woman?
To tell them he won't be staying there.
And ask them how much they were going to charge so you can charge him double.
Down 13, up 13, down 14, up 14.
Oh, do hurry up, Alfred, or we'll never get to bed.
Down 15, up. Well, I always do my exercises at night, Mr. Brocklebunk. Touch your toes 20 times night and morning, the doctor said after the rugby game. But he not said that after the game. After the game, when I hurt me back in the water.
Oh, I see. Water? Did you mean the pitch was wet and you slipped in the water?
No. After the game, I slipped on the soap and fell in the bath. So I have to do it. Down 13, up 13.
You've done 13 and 14.
Oh, I'm sorry, I lost count. Down 15, up 15.
Look, Alfred, someone else may want to come in the bathroom.
Well, all right, I'll hurry up. Down 13, up 13.
You've done that! No, I'm sorry. Get it over with. It's nearly 11 o'clock.
Right. Down 11, up 11.
Oh. Alfred, that's 20 you've done. Now come along.
All right, oh.
After you, Alfred.
Okay. We're in the end bedroom, aren't we?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, good night, Alfie, Humphrey.
Gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Clitheroe, Mrs. Sinclair.
Yeah, good night, Mrs. Clitheroe. Good night, Mrs. Auntie, dear Flora.
Pardon our pyjamas and dressing gowns, ladies. We decided to undress in the bathroom so as not to disturb James from his slumbers.
Oh, well, that was very thoughtful of you, Humphrey.
And I hope the three of you will be all right in that one room.
Oh, yes, we'll be fine. I told James to have the camp bed, and there's plenty of room in the double bed for Alfred and me.
Well, if he causes any trouble, let me know.
Oh, I won't be any trouble, am I? Oh, you mean Jimmy?
Yes, Alfie. Well, good night again.
We'll see you in the morning.
Yes, good night, ladies. Sleep well.
Night-night. Sleep tight. Hope the fleas don't bat. I'm sorry. We used to say that when we were kids.
Really, Alfred? Now, come along and be quiet now. We don't want to wake James.
Right, yeah. I'll be as quiet as a mouse in a church. Ha!
As quiet as a bull in a china shop.
My leg.
What's all the noise about? Who's breaking up the place?
Oh, it's me, Mr. Bull. Agnes, I'm Angus. Well, they're not breaking the place, but breaking the vase on the table. Well, on the floor, off the table.
I might have known. You Sassenach twit! Next time, leave the vase and try dropping your head on the floor.
Oh, dear, you've upset him now, Alfred. Come in the bedroom before anything else happens, but quietly now.
Right, Mr. Bricklebunk. The light switch is on the right.
No. I'll strike a match. We don't want to wake James.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Whereabouts is Jimmy?
Behind you, Boo!
James, you naughty boy. Now, where's that light switch?
Alfie's enjoying himself tonight.
Enjoying himself?
Yes, he's having a smashing time. Two flower vases in 2 minutes. If he keeps it up, Uncle Angus will have to stick his flowers in a jam jar. Oh, no, he doesn't eat jam. I know. Roses are blooming in the pickle jar.
Oh, shut up, troublemaker. That vase was full of water. I'm all wet.
There's no answer to that.
There's an answer to you, a good thump. Oh, out of my way, I'll have to go and get a towel from the bathroom.
I'll get it for you, Alfie. Save you the trouble.
No, you won't. You just keep out of my way. Then there'll be no trouble to save you from. Down,
oh, my leg! Oh.
Do you want to bet?
You daft half-bit numbskull. You're not content with smashing my cottage. No, you're trying to smash my leg.
But you will open the door in my head, Uncle Agnes. Not in me head, on it. I mean, you bang into it, I mean. And it bounced off me head back onto your leg.
What are you babbling about?
Alfie means it's not his fault he's got a rubber head with a door in it.
Exactly. Oh, see, shut up, it's all your fault. Ooh, if you hadn't shouted, I wouldn't have knocked over the table and wet myself. And I could have gone to the bathroom without bumping into Mr. Agnes. But Uncle Sinclair, because he wouldn't have come if it hadn't been broken, and he wouldn't have gone anyway because I would have been dry.
Breathe, man, breathe.
Alfred is right, Mr. Sinclair. James was at the bottom of the trouble.
Well, if there's any more trouble, my boot will be at the bottom of James. Do you hear me, boy?
Yes, Uncle Angus.
Just get to bed and not another sound.
Yes, Uncle Angus.
I don't know why I invited you here. I must be a raving lunatic.
Yes, Uncle Angus. I mean, no, Uncle Angus.
It'll be hours before I get to sleep again now. I'm away down to get myself a nightcap, a glass of milk, and by the time I get back, you'd better be silent as the grave, or I'll put the three of you in one.
See, Alfie Hall, you've upset him now.
I've upset him.
I'm glad you admit it.
James, get back into bed at once before I lose my temper.
And tear paper.
What was that?
The paper. Do you want to see the evening paper?
No, I do not. I just want to get to sleep.
Ah, so do I. Ooh, what a day. I've had an accident, I've been shouted at, smashed the vases, banged me head, and it's all thanks to you, Jimmy Clitheroe.
There's no need to thank me, Alfie. I'm just glad you're enjoying your holidays.
James, for the last time, stop being funny and get to bed.
Yes, Mr. Brocklebank. I'll just go and see if Uncle Angus has got any of that milk to spare. I fancy a nightcap as well.
I'll do nothing of the kind. You heard him warn us.
But I'm thirsty.
Well, I'll get yourself a glass of water.
All right. And I'll get you some in a vase.
James, if you're going for water, hurry up before your uncle gets back upstairs.
Right, I'll run. I'll be back before you can count 10. Ready, steady, go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Look out! Oh, my leg! Oh, I'll murder you! I'll slaughter you! Oh, my leg, my
quick,
leg!
Oh. Quick, Mr. Brocklebank! Shove the bed against the door.
What happened?
You said I had to get the water before my uncle got back upstairs. Well, I didn't make it. It was 2 stairs off the top when I ran into him. Come on, get the bed against the door.
But don't be ridiculous. We can't barricade the door.
You heard what he said about putting the three of us in the grave. I'm telling you, he's gone mad. If you don't keep him out, the undertaker's going to get the treble chance up.
Ready for off now, Humphrey?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Clitheroe. I'll just leave my bag in the hall here until I collect my car, and then it's back to England for me.
I expect you'll be glad to see the back of us.
Oh, no, Mr. Sinclair. It was a bit annoying at first, but the last 2 days have been very pleasant.
Mr. Brocklebank, I've made you a few sandwiches for the journey. Will you put them in your bag now?
Oh, that is kind of you, Mrs. Sinclair. Thank you. And thank Mr. Sinclair for me, will you? I'm afraid we're not really friends again yet.
Oh, don't mind Angus, Humphrey.
No, it wasn't your fault anyway. We all know who to blame.
Are you coming, Mr. Brocklebank? We're ready to go.
Speak of the little devil.
Jimmy, you're not going back home with Mr. Brocklebank, are you?
He is not.
No, I'm just going down to the village with him and Alfie. He's getting his car and I'm getting a lollipop at last.
But James, Alfred can't take three on his motorbike. It's against the law.
Oh, well, you'll have to walk. I mean, Alfie's got to go. He's driving the bike.
There is another solution, Jimmy.
What's that, ma'am?
You walk, or better still, you stay here.
Well, I'm all ready, Mr. Brocklebank. Bunk, give me a bear. Shall we get cracking?
Oh, yes, ready, Alfred.
Aye, Alfie. But Jimmy's not going with you. You must be daft wanting to take the two of them on your bike.
Oh, yeah, it is daft. I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair. No, I'm not. Well, I mean, it isn't daft. Well, it is, but I'm not. Doing it. But who said I am? Not daft. You said that. Taking him, I mean.
It's all right, Alfie. When you drop Mr. Brocklebank off at the garage, you can come back for me. It was silly wanting to take us both at the same time.
All right, well, I suppose it was, Rick. No, it wasn't. But, I mean, it is, but I didn't want to. But, who said I'm daft? I mean, I was taking three of us.
That's right. But now you're not.
Oh, I see. I don't. Look, I never said I'd take both of you on my bike.
Father, I think you owe Alfie an apology. It was our Jimmy's idea.
Ah, well, I'm sorry, Alfie.
What for? Oh, because I said I was taking the two of them.
That's right.
No, it isn't. I mean, what I said, I mean, didn't say. Yeah, I mean, I...
Alfie, would you like to go out and come in again?
Let's forget it, Alfred. Can we go, please, or I'll never get home today.
Right, Jimmy, there's your blooming sweet shop. Well, in you go.
Oh, I'd better stay on the motorbike, Alfie. Somebody ought to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You never know who might be. Why can't I keep an eye on it?
How can you when you're in the sweet shop buying my lollipop?
Oh, I never thought I'd go. Oh, very funny. Oh, all right, I might as well go. We'll be stuck here all morning.
Oh, I wish I was old enough to have a motorbike. Jimmy Clitheroe, winner of the TT. Hey, up! Blimey! That blooming thing's not safe. Oh, it's lucky it didn't fall on me. That's Alfie's fault. He can't have put it on the stand properly. I mean, they lean over a lot further than I did when they're on the TT.
James, has there been an accident? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, Mr. Brocklebank.
Where's Alfred? Was he injured?
Oh, he's not here. I stayed to mind the bike.
You mean they had to take him away?
Yes. The van finally came for him.
Van? Do you mean the ambulance?
Hey, Alan, I hope this keeps you quiet.
Oh, good, he's back, Mr. Brocklebank. I thought he'd be all right, because he landed on his head.
James, you little imp. I thought there'd been an accident.
Hey, who knocked my bike over?
I don't know, I didn't get his number.
Well, he obviously did it, Alfred. There's been no accident. Mind you, if we don't move, there might be. I didn't think when I saw your motorbike on the ground, I just stopped my car and jumped out. Look, I'm just at the bottom of this little hill. If anyone comes over, he won't see my car until he's on top of it.
Yeah, you should never park just over a hill. I remember reading...
Yes, Alfred. You get your bike up and I'll move my car immediately this instant.
I should move it sooner than that if you can. Come on, Alfie. Let's get back to the cottage and tell Uncle Angus the good news. Then attacked in the camp bed. Brocklebank's buggy's busted again.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, John Laurie as Uncle Angus, Molly Weir as Aunt Flora, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank and Malcolm. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Accident. It wasn't. 2 days later, Alfie and Mr. Brocklebank walked out of the house to go for his car, and 2 minutes after that, Mr. Brocklebank came in with Alfie in his arms. Another accident. And my granddad smacked me. I said, what was that for? I didn't cause this accident. I was in the house. He said, you still caused it. Alfie walked out of the house and trod on your roller skate. He just can't win. Ta-ra! He's still mad at me for phoning Alfie Hall and getting him to come all the way up to the holiday cottage. Well, I thought Aunt Flora's relative, Malcolm, was going to marry Aunt Susan and take her to his farm. And all the time he was talking about a pig. I must be daft. How could I mistake Aunt Susan for a pig? I mean, a pig's fat with a funny face and a shiny snout and... Yes, you could easily mistake him, couldn't you?
Alfie, shut up!
What's that Sassenach crow calling about now?
Tell him, Alfie.
But it's a joke, Mr. Beebe. Your baby. Sinclair. Young Clagness. The bang, gang, angles. Mr. B.
What?
Look out, Alfie. I think Mr. B's going to sting you.
Jimmy.
Come along, Jimmy. You're not eating. Now, what would you like for your potted shrimps, eh? Another tomato? Some more lettuce? A pickled onion?
An ice lolly.
Jimmy.
Well, she asked me what I'd like, and you always say I should tell the truth, and that is the truth. That's what I'd like with me potted shrimps. A raspberry lollipop.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't keep them on the premises, young master. But seeing it's for you, I'll stop eating this instant, get out my car, and drive down to the village store, especially to get you a lollipop.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Angus. And while you're there, a bag of salt and vinegar crisps as well.
Say, stop nattering on about glowworm. Can you hear anything?
Yes, your tongue flapping in the breeze.
No, coming towards us. I can't see anything for me tongue. The bend in my mouth. The road. Oh, it's dark, but I could have sworn I heard a